Now, we know that as of 2019, climate change is seen as the biggest international threat. And despite the fact that people do appear more engaged than ever, unfortunately, inaction and negligence has remained. The Australian government that's just been elected in, they're yet to declare a climate emergency. The war on coal is as contentious as ever. There's a lot going on. Joining us now is CEO of Greenpeace Australia Pacific, David Ritter, to tell us a little bit more. David, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Good morning. Pleasure. Great to be with you.
So for those who see climate change as, a global and a national emergency, the results of this election that's just been, it was meant to be the climate election, have been a little bit disappointing. But how can, people move forward even if feeling a little bit more hopeless?
Well, look, I think it's important to note that it still was the climate election. We know it was one of the top issues going into the poll itself. And obviously, some seats like Invine or Inga, it absolutely was key. And the vote going up for some of the parties more inclined towards climate action. So the signs were still there. But no, it's certainly true that in the result, we had a government returned without a credible climate policy. But the government isn't the country, and there was a particularly significant moment on election night on the ABC's coverage when Liberal Senator Arthur Sinodinos made the point really, really clearly that community sentiment can drive what governments do. And I thought it was an extraordinarily significant moment, because here we had a Liberal Senator looking into the camera and saying, in effect, that we need people power to ensure that the Scott Morrison government, which was then clear was going to be returned, was going to head in the right direction on climate.
It's not something I feel you'd see very often either. You're right, a government MP admitting that people power and action outside of the government is actually really going to have a major impact.
Well, I think it was a fairly extraordinary moment, but it probably comes from a recognition that the coalition actually has a really significant problem in relation to climate change, which is that it's not a comms issue. It's reality. It's what's changing in the outside world. And whether you're talking about the tens of thousands of Australian families that have already been harmed and had their lives terribly damaged by fires or by storms or drought or whatever the climate disasters that are already being experienced, or whether it's the transition in our economy and society that we need to make to get to a low-carbon future. These are intensely practical issues for government. And the kind of climate denial that I guess was best associated with Tony Abbott simply doesn't yield answers to any of that. So my guess is that underneath that sort of moment with Arthur Sinodinos on election night was that recognition that there's a really practical problem there to be solved.
And I know that one of the things that comes up a lot when talking about tackling climate change on a ground level is a generational gap. We see a lot of the school strikes for climates happening around the globe at the moment. Do you think that there is a bit of a generational gap at play here?
Well, look, I come across people of all generations who are absolutely determined that we've got to act with the speed and dealing with climate emergency, the severity that it is across all generations. I mean, there's a fellow in his 90s, Bill Ryan, who's well known for being on climate protests around the east coast of Australia. So I think it is across all generations, but there's no doubt that the energy and the clarity of the school strikers, the bravery and the poetry in some of the signs, I think has galvanised people in not only in Australia but all around the world. It's a remarkable thing to see.
And I know you guys are putting on some break-free training events next month. Could you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, look, it was an extraordinary response to the election result that people obviously are looking to how we can make change at other layers of government, in towns, in cities, within businesses. If we can move all these entities to buying clean power and talking about it, then we will drive that renewable energy, that clean energy revolution that we need, almost regardless of what the Commonwealth does. And so there really was an energy after the election result became clear of people calling in and going online and signing up to get involved in these trainings, which are really all about learning the tools of how you persuade a workplace or how you persuade a local government, because we all need to step up in this. We all need to step up. Climate change is an emergency. Climate damage is already upon us, and we all need to step up in making the transition to what can still be a beautiful, flourishing future for our country.
David, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you. Anytime.